Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network. Joining us is Russell Group President Randy Russell. Update on the farm bill. There's not a lot of time left before the deadline here. What's happening? What are you hearing right now?
Well, Whitney, first of all, great to be with you and your listeners. Yeah, let's face it. We are way behind on the process. This will be my ninth farm bill, and I cannot remember a time when neither the House nor Senate ag committees had not marked up their respective bills going into post-Labor Day, into the fall. So we are behind. Having said that, both committees are working on their own drafts that they're going to put in front of their members. And I suspect that we're going to see a lot of action on the bill in committee this fall. I don't know if you'll see either committee markup in September simply because they're going to be focused on getting the government funded and avoiding a government shutdown come October 1st. But I think by the middle of October, you'll probably see the House Ag Committee markup and maybe even the Senate Ag Committee. So lots of action will occur this fall. We're going to need an extension of some type because by the end of December, December 31st, there's a lot of negative things happen if you don't pass an extension. So some kind of a short-term extension will needed to be passed before finishing the bill.
And, you know, that was my next question here. You kind of already touched on it. But as far as other things happening in D.C., how could that impact, or what things could and how could it impact the progression of the farm bill?
Well, you know, Whitney, when we got done with the debt ceiling, everyone kind of breathed a sigh of relief that we could get back to kind of legislating. Well, now we're facing a situation coming up on September 30th where none of the 12 annual federal appropriation bills have been completed. So they're going to have to pass some kind of a continuing resolution to keep the government funded. We're hearing that may go until December or somewhere around that time period. So they're going to have to deal with that, and there'll be all kinds of, theatrics in the House and Senate, particularly with the Freedom Caucus over in the House about that as we get towards September. So that may delay consideration of the farm bill. Certainly, even if they get it out of committee in September in the House, it would probably delay it floor action in the House. But like I said, I'm still, despite pessimism that is pervasive in Washington, I'm still optimistic that we can get a bill out of both the House and Senate Agriculture Committees and hopefully get them off the floor so that we could finish it by having a House and Senate conference and work out the differences. But by the time we get into what I call the political silly season of the 2024 election cycle, which would be next spring.
And, you know, we've heard from some different organization leaders and some leadership that they're not expecting a lot of changes. Is that something that you anticipate as well?
Well, I think that there is there's pent-up demand for a lot of new spending and a lot of new proposals. But overall, I think there's general satisfaction with this bill. I mean, this, if you're asking, is this going to be a revolutionary change or an evolutionary change, I would put it much more on the evolutionary incremental changes in the bill. Part of that is driven by the fact that we're not going to have any new money. So if we're going to spend an additional dollar on a program, we're going to probably have to take it from somewhere else. And so that is going to be a big challenge in this bill. And the other issue, Whitney, is just the overall cost of this bill. According to Congressional Budget Office, the overall 10-year cost of the 2023 Farm Bill will be about $1.5 trillion. That's with a T. And 81% of it's going to be in the cost of nutrition programs, primarily the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, formerly known as food stamps. So those numbers are just very large. And I think just the overall cost and the fact that we have no new money pretty much is going to dictate the fact that this is going to have to be an incremental bill and not something where we're going to see significant big changes.
So key things, key items that need to happen to make sure that this gets over the finish line, what are some of those?
First, managing the nutrition program costs. There's going to be still a lot of members that feel like for the 41 or 42 million Americans that are on SNAP that we need to make some changes in it, that the overall cost of the Farm Bill being 81% of it or about $1.25 trillion over the next 10 years, that there still needs to be some changes made in that. So I think the tug and pull on potential nutrition program changes, particularly on the House side, is something to watch, because as you pick up Republicans because you make changes in SNAP, you likely lose Democrats. So it's a real balancing act when you only have a 4-seat margin in the House to pass a bill. So that's one issue. I think an overarching theme, though, Whitney, in this bill is going to be how food security is national security. And I think that is going to be kind of an overarching principle. And so keep your eye on that. And what do I mean by that? I think issues like foreign investment and U.S. farmland is going to be something that's going to be looked at very closely. So keep your eyes on that. And, of course, for listeners in the Red River Valley, the whole issue around the Chinese firm that was buying farmland near Grand Forks, North Dakota, really became, I think, a lightning rod for and a galvanizing force where now folks are really looking at this issue. So keep your eye on that. I think also, you know, there one thing from all the listening sessions that have been held on the House and Senate side around the country, crop insurance. And the first mantra is do no harm. We're now, through federal crop insurance and the Risk Management Agency, covering about 500 million acres across the U.S. with some form of federal crop insurance. It has now, in effect, become our farm program. So I think there's going to be a lot of focus on protecting federal crop insurance and ensuring that it continues to operate effectively across the country. Lastly, I think there's a big push on to increase some of the and significantly increase funding, even in this environment where there's no new money, for the foreign market development and the market access programs, our trade promotion programs. It's one of the most requested items on both the House and Senate side to make new increases in investment. And with U.S. Ag now running a trade deficit rather than actually a surplus, I think you're going to see a lot of calls for increased funding for both MAP and FMD to help promote our exports in foreign markets.
All right, Randy. Well, thank you so much for the update and the information here. Looking forward to seeing this thing get across the finish line.
We do likewise, and always a pleasure to visit with you, Whitney.
Randy Russell joining us here on the Red River Farm Network.